Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I just spoke with someone that hung up on me. Last Friday, I had entered into a thing. It said Kohl's. It was Kohl's survey, supposed to be Kohl's. And so it said I had won a Dyson vacuum. I just needed to pay the $7.95 or whatever it was shipping. Well, when I went ahead and put my card number in and did that for the $7.95 shipping, it told me I was signed up for an Evo trainer. So I called the number I needed to, that customer number, and the lady on there told me, said, yeah, she said, I can go ahead and reverse the charges. And she said, this is your number. And she gave me some kind of number. And she said, she said, I'll go ahead and do that now, reverse the charges. Well, it was pending on my account. Saturday, I checked. It was not pending. It was gone. Sunday, when I checked again, I checked something else, and I noticed it was back on there saying pending. So I called Monday while it was still pending, and the lady told me, she said, oh, yeah. She said, I'm so sorry about that. She said, I'll go ahead and take that off right now. I'll go ahead and fix that. But she said, it's probably going to take 3 to 5 business days for it to come off your account. I said, okay, thank you. That's good. So I checked today. I've checked every day, and today is still on there. Now, I just talked to a lady a minute ago that says, oh, it's non-reversible. We can't do that. It's something for an Evo trainer, and I want that off my account. I want my money back. I can't afford that. I am I'm drawing Social Security. I'm not even employed, and I want my money back. Hello?
I apologize, ma'am. What's that zip code, please?
29651.
All right. And your first and last name?
Catherine Moon.
Give me one moment, okay? Yes, ma'am. So I do see where you've called in twice about this.
And I called in, like I said, just a couple of minutes ago, and a lady just hung up on me.
Really? Okay. So, ma'am, did they explain to you about the verification process in this?
I don't know what that is. It come up as I was putting my card number in for the $7.95 shipping for that vacuum cleaner I was supposedly have won, like a bait and switch, a fraud scam.
Yes, ma'am, but it actually does tell you that in the terms and conditions that you're going to be enrolled. So, ma'am, I do see where you are canceled out.
I don't care if I'm canceled out. I want my $49.89 back. Like I said, I'm unemployed, and if I have to go to the Better Business Bureau, to Facebook, to wherever I got to go, I want my $49.89 back. This is nothing but a scam. It's a bait-and-switch scam. I don't care if I have to call Dr. Phil.
All righty, ma'am. So I've got you refunded for the first time. The first person did not refund you. They only canceled you on the 9th. I mean, on the 15th when you called, they only canceled you. They did not give you a refund. But I have refunded you, so you give it 3 to 5 business days, and it should be back in your account.
Again, 3 to 5 business days? How do I know you did it? Because that's what the first two told me.
Well, I'm telling you, the first one never did it, and the second one told you that they couldn't do it.
No, she was the third one. The first one I talked to right after it showed it had charged me when it went off into another direction, and I checked on it.
Yes, ma'am, that was the 15th.
No, that was last Friday, Thursday or Friday of last week when I did it. So I called back Monday and talked to a lady, and she said, okay. She said, I went ahead and reversed the charge. Said it'd take 3 to 5 business days to be removed from your account. And that's why I'm calling back, because it didn't take it off. It didn't reverse it.
She did not attempt to do that, ma'am. I don't know what she told you, but she did not do it. She only canceled you out.
Okay, so can you send me some kind of verification that you've done that?
No, ma'am, I can't. But I can tell you that I've done it. No, we don't have email capabilities.
Unbelievable. And what is your name?
It's D, D-E-E.
All right, do you have some kind of confirmation number that you can give me for that?
C as in Charlie, 920-098-805. And I do apologize, Ms. Boone, but you really weren't refunded earlier.
Oh, let
I'm
me
not
call
sure what they
to
told you.
It's C920-098-805.
That's correct, ma'am.
Well, what I was saying, the first one, I talked to when I called back to have it, to tell them to take it off, she told me, she said, okay, ma'am, I've done that. And then she gave me a number like you just did, I've got wrote down somewhere. And it was, and like I say, it was gone. You know, on my account, when I checked my balance and all that, on my app, my mobile app, it said, first it said pending, then it was gone. And it was gone all day Saturday. Sunday, I checked, and it was back on there, saying pending. So she took it off. Somebody else just put it back on or something. So, but, I've got this, and like I say, I don't mean to be mad and upset, but that's $50.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do apologize, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.